Can we humans agree on a set of values which will allow us to confront the numerous threats that we and our planet face? We, collectively, given that there are no exceptions for any one group of people or nation from the problems in question? Or will we continue our disagreements, rivalries, and antipathies, even as we collectively approach what, in the not impossible extreme, might be drastic global threats, even to the risk of extinction? If there is a set of values we can agree on, a universal ethical outlook that can guide us away from the consequences of our historical choices and activities, what is it? How are we to begin overcoming the diversity of attitudes across cultures about, for chief examples, the sources and uses of social and political authority, economic imperatives, justice, religion, discrimination and prejudice, the position of women in society, sex and sexuality, science, evolution, the entangled and often painful legacies of history, and how to deal with the challenge of climate change? Is it hopelessly utopian to work for an end to division, conflict and disagreement, and instead for all humanity to find common ground to solve the problems faced by our planet and its peoples? The problem of relativism in ethics, what I think is good, you think is bad, with no apparent way of resolving the contradiction, has long been a familiar one. In the safe realm of theory, one solution to it is to live and let live, accepting irreconcilable differences. But in the realm of practice, in our inescapably globalized world, that is a luxury which can't be indulged, because where outlooks collide, the result is too often and too literally disastrous, as acts of terrorism and inter-ethnic and inter-religious conflict show. The phrase used in the previous sentence, our inescapably globalized world, captures a major part of the problem humanity faces. And here, therefore, is the problem at issue. There is no worldwide set of values that can be invoked to underwrite agreements about what to do and not do in the interests of humanity and the planet in all these respects. This question, therefore, is a system of universally acceptable values possible, counts as one of the most important that humankind can ask itself in the hope of achieving a positive answer. It turns out on examination that these different problems do have a single solution, which is not obvious until the explanation for it shows why it is right, at which point, paradoxically, it becomes obvious. To understand this, and more particularly to understand how it can be made to work to humanity's advantage, we need to see why globalized agreement is necessary to deal with each of the problems. In this book, I seek to do this by focusing on the three most pressing challenges that face the world: climate change, troubling aspects of technological development, and deficits of social, economic, and political justice.